Manager's Log, Wednesday, June 21st, 2017, and going through some Twitter notices that pop up from time to time, found one that told about Lee Brightman, member of the Sioux Tribe, an activist in the Native American Bay Area community quite some time. You know, he passed away on Father's Day, and this was last Sunday. He was a professor at East Bay College, a history professor, who rebelled against the U.S. government account of history. He was a father of three sons, took part in the takeovers of Alcatraz Island and Wounded Knee, and helped organize the occupation of Mount Rushmore in 1971. At the University of Oregon in 1970, he spoke about an awakening among Native people. He said, "They're defending themselves, not with violence, but all of a sudden, you have a new Indian emerging who is developing a new way to fight. The way of the tomahawk and the bow and arrow are long gone," he said, adding that his people must become doctors and lawyers and teachers to help each other. I'd also add, communicators, orators, journalists, and to be media active and tell our stories, share our values, and teach those who yet understand. I remember when Oakland Friendship House, I happened to be there when Lee Brightman came after the FBI had stormed his house and arrested Dennis Banks, who he was holed up there after Battle of Wounded Knee. He was on the run and stayed at Lee Brightman's house. Lee Brightman was released. But anyway, he came to the Friendship House and he was quite upset. He was telling people, in a way, in the manner of Lee, what he felt, what he saw, and he actually growled everybody out for not being more active. That was Lee Brightman, one of the people who told his story the way he wanted it told. Thanks for listening.